Today on Press TV, the EU Parliament fails to reach a consensus with member states on the bloc's 2013 budget. Each side is blaming the other for the collapse of the talks. At the centre of the row is €9 billion worth of unpaid bills. The Parliament has criticised member states for their failure to fund the shortfalls. Spain, Portugal and Greece are bracing for yet another round of strikes and protests against spending cuts. Hours ahead, Spanish unions will begin picketing Madrid's landmark Puerta del Sol Square. Public anger continues to grow across the Eurozone against rising unemployment, various governments' handling of the debt crises. More bad news for the US economy. The Treasury Department says the budget deficit rose 22% in October to $120 billion as spending far outpaced revenues. The report casts a dark cloud over the start of the fiscal year amid the ballooning US debt, which currently stands at over $16 trillion. Iran says it will host a meeting on the Syrian situation next week. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian says the meeting will be held with the theme of No to Violence, Yes to Democracy. He says Syrian government officials and opposition members will attend the meeting. The BBC child sex scandal is widening. Now a former radio presenter is being charged with abusing children. This as British police are already investigating hundreds of reports of child sex abuse against the late BBC TV host Jimmy Savile. The well-known celebrity died last year at the age of 84. A probe into the former CIA chief's extramarital affair has trapped a top US general in Afghanistan. General John Allen is under investigation for allegedly sending improper emails to Jill Kelly, a longtime friend of the Petraeus family. This has prompted the US president to delay Allen's nomination as NATO's top commander. In Bolivia, police clashed with transport workers and vendors protesting against a proposed anti-trafficking law. Clashes erupted as the protesters blocked highways and city streets in Santa Cruz. The law will allow the state to seize private properties of anyone caught dealing drugs or selling any other illegal products. And it's a festival time in India. People are lighting up their homes, holding feasts and bursting crackers to mark Diwali, or the Festival of Lights. The annual celebration is in the honour of Lakshmi, the Hindu goddess of wealth and prosperity. There's the latest here on Press TV.